Skin, a 44 chapters novel, book one, written by B.B. Easton, narrated by Ramona Master. This book is dedicated to the first boy I ever loved. The one who knew that I deserved better. The one who saved me by setting me free. The one who inspired me to become a school psychologist. I'm sorry I couldn't fix you. I tried. Introduction. If you've read 44 chapters about four men, a memoir, then you're familiar with my style. It's sarcastic and profane. It's sexy and fun. It's embarrassingly honest, and it is nothing to be taken too seriously. 32 words in the book aren't even in the dictionary, for Christ's sake. I just made them up. When I sat down to write Knight's story, this story, I wanted to be honest. I wanted to write about what it was really truly like to be a 15-year-old girl from a working-class family, attending an overcrowded, underfunded public high school in the late 1990s. And in order to do that, I knew I would have to bring up a lot of touchy subjects. Underage sex being a big one. But also racism, homophobia, suicide, drugs, alcohol, gangs, guns, eating disorders, mental illness, first loves, first losses, and just plain feeling lost. That was my high school experience. And even though I knew the subject matter would be heavy, I wanted to write about it in my way, in my quirky, lighthearted style. But they didn't give a shit what I wanted to do. Knight and Beebe weren't exactly known for following directions in real life, and their characters are no exception. I realized early on that this was not going to be another memoir. These characters simply wouldn't allow it. If I told them, "You're supposed to go left here," they would give me the middle finger and say, "But we wanted to go right, so we're going right this time." Eventually, I tossed my historian hat out the window, it never fit right anyway, and just tried to keep up as Knight and Beebe ran circles around me. I would put them in familiar settings, try to recreate exact scenarios.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?